The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Good morning, I'm Sim Wee Boon from The Morning Run, and with me today is Professor Winnie Chi. She's the Dean for the School of Health Sciences and Professor for Center for Transformative Nutrition and Health with IMU. And she's here today to talk about the link between food and diabetes. Now, Professor, my first question, is there such a thing as eating too much rice? Can this lead to diabetes?
Well, rice is actually a staple food for Malaysians, and it provides an energy source to the body, and it's in the form of carbohydrates. So in type 2 diabetes, I think it's important for us to understand that there are actually several risk factors there. So there's age, there's family history, there's genetics, not being active, right? And also, most importantly, excessive weight gain or obesity. So although we know that if you look at carbs as rice and also sugar, it doesn't directly cause type 2 diabetes. But excessive intake of carbohydrate foods and also sugars, it is associated with increased risk of diabetes, especially if you're overweight or obese or you have other risk factors. So in short, eating a large plate of rice, in which you're going to eat along with higher portion of other dishes, is going to lead to excessive carbohydrate as well as energy intake. And this is definitely not advisable because this will increase their risk for diabetes.
So should Malaysians forego rice in their diet? I mean, what can we substitute rice with and still feel satiated?
So Malaysians actually need not avoid eating rice. I think that's important for us to appreciate that. The key to enjoying rice is in the diet is actually to eat smaller portions. So we recommend that rice should not form more than a quarter of our plate. And you should choose the whole grain variety for rice because that increases fiber and that will improve satiety.
Okay, so are some rice healthier than the others then?
Definitely, right? If you look at whole grain rice varieties, it is not fully milled, so it contains still, it holds still the bran and the germ. And this actually contains specific nutrients. So it's got more fiber and it's also richer in vitamin B. Now, there's also some variety of rice which are lower in glycemic index. So these could be parboiled rice, red rice, pony rice. Brown rice, of course, is a whole grain variety. And some types of basmati rice, actually, they are low glycemic index. So they don't cause a spike in the blood sugar as compared to if you were to eat white rice.
That was Professor Winnie Chi, the Dean for the School of Health Sciences and Professor for Center for Transformative Nutrition and Health with IMU. I'm Sim Wee Boon from The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.